Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Derek Lito is here. Derek is a new friend. He's a successful entrepreneur, a researcher. He's a professor of entrepreneurship at Princeton University. And he's the author of his second book, which is Building on Bedrock. His first one was Startup Leadership. And we're going to talk about this bedrock idea that he has about entrepreneurs. Derek Lito, welcome to the show.
Jim, really glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations on your second book. I think you're onto something here. I know you've done a lot of work on it. It shows in the book. So tell us what a bedrock – we hear this word entrepreneur, as you know, is used and abused and transmogrified and used all kinds of different ways. Sometimes – too much, sometimes inappropriately. I've got my idea about what an entrepreneur is, and I've had a lot of debates with other people about it, but I've never heard the term bedrock entrepreneur, so apparently you coined that term. Tell us about it.
Well, I have, and as you were saying, entrepreneur is a word that gets bandied around a lot, and today you say entrepreneur, and we think of Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos, and these are, you know, great guys that have done fabulous things. But ultimately, it's giving us a misimpression about how value is really created in startups and in new ventures. Because the Silicon Valley model of entrepreneurship that we're so fixated with, which is basically shoot for the moon and use other people's money,
that's right,
is really important, but it's only important for a very small number of businesses.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because I've been singing that tune for a long time. I've been trying to convince people that there are millions of true entrepreneurs in America.
Yeah.
Not just a few dozen.
Yep. And I, you know, dug into the numbers, and 99% of all the entrepreneurs are bedrock entrepreneurs. They're happy. They want to build businesses slow and steady. They want to make profits and reinvest those profits and grow not on other people's money.
They like the capital that they derive from customers' money, not other people's money, right? From customers' money.
Exactly. And they're not out to you know, hit the moon on the, you know, next week, but they want to manage their risks, right? To avoid failure, because they've got their bank account and their, you know, their wives and kids are relying on them. They can't afford failure, so they're going to do it sort of very judiciously, and this represents 99% of the entrepreneurship. And you know what? It's how 90% of the value that's created by startups is created by bedrock
that's
entrepreneurs,
exactly right.
not Silicon Valley high-risk entrepreneurs.
People who bootstrap their business, maybe they wound up being a gazelle, but not for the first 10 years, right? Or something like that. You know, that's what I remind people. Whenever I hear people talk about I've actually had people tell me, Derek, that the only true entrepreneurs are gazelles. I said, let me tell you something. There are a lot of gazelles out there that you would call gazelles that day one didn't know they were gazelles. Didn't know they were going to be gazelles. You know, or they call them unicorns now sometimes. But I mean, the gazelles don't just come from some kid in his dorm room with a hot idea. Gazelles come from a lot of hard work and people with good ideas that can be scaled, and that customers, let me say it another way, where the dogs will eat their dog food.
Yeah, exactly. And so in the book, you know, because people might not believe what I say, you know, the numbers show. So I tell stories, I mean, of real entrepreneurs, four of them that we all know about, and four of them that are contemporary that, you know, just don't get the attention that they deserve. But you were saying, you know, it takes, you know, some of these gazelles, you know, over 10, 15 years in the making. Mm-hmm. I tell the story of Sam Walton. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't start his first Walmart store until he was 17 years in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And he learned the business by buying a bankrupt franchise in a tiny little town.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he learned that business until he was so confident that he could start his own store. It was 17 years. And then, you know, it was another 10 years before he went public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so talk about, you identify in your book four phases of business maturation. Can you give us a couple of those for this segment?
Exactly. So, and it's really important to understand that because, you know, who you're working with in one segment or what you're doing in one segment may not work in the next one. So the first segment is when you're trying to develop your product. And so you don't have a customer yet. And there you're just trying things. And it's all about, you know, let's try this and see how they like it. And let's try that and see if they like it some more. And let's try this third thing to see if we can actually get somebody to, you know, want to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So that development, you know, is all, you know, something that you do as quickly as you can, and you're doing it with people that are sort of jack of all trades.
And inside that product idea, you're either solving a problem that you see, or you've identified something that nobody knows exists, but you think they'll want.
Exactly.
Jobs would be an example of the second one, right? Mm-hmm. And Sam Walton would be an example of the first one.
Right, exactly. And in the book, I profile Walt Disney, who, by the way, had more impact on a global basis as a bedrock entrepreneur than Steve Jobs.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So more people, you know, were involved with Mickey Mouse and his films, and now still to this day, you know, there isn't a family in the world that doesn't want to take their kids.
That's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Hey,
so that's 100% market share.
It's called Building on Bedrock. That's the new book by Derek Lito. And he and I will be back after these messages. This book is available wherever books are sold. We're going to find out what those other three segments are. And we're going to get a lot more out of Derek after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.